State lawmakers met for less than 7 hours today in special session in Anchorage. The morning began with the confirmation vote for Commissioner of Military and Veterans Affairs, Lieutenant General Craig Campbell, to become Lieutenant Governor. Before the vote, he was questioned by Republican Senator Linda Menard, who chaired the State Affairs Committee meeting. Menard asked how he would proceed if he were required to take over as governor.
What do you intend to do to prepare for the next step, should you have to step in as governor?
Madam Chair, that would be a very interesting step to take, because the law would require that my first action be to declare an election to elect a governor, because I would be a non-elected governor. And as the Constitution and the statutes require, we can't have that. In this role, as a non-elected lieutenant governor for an elected individual, Sean Parnell, who was elected as lieutenant governor moving to governor, he can hold that role. I couldn't. So my real steps would be in preparing to make sure I know through my job as lieutenant governor on the elections, running division of elections, and what we're doing on the election process to make sure we legally declare the next election to elect who the next governor would be.
Although Campbell's confirmation passed on a 55-4 vote, there was some opposition to his taking the lieutenant governor position. Robert Goodman was opposed to Campbell, expressing dissatisfaction with his handling of the Alaska Territorial Guard members' retirement pay.
General Campbell has been deceitful and deceptive and has shown a complete lack of integrity when dealing with me concerning the ATG issue. Now, when the person at the top lacks integrity, it affects the whole organization working that project. And in this case, it is filtered into the Department of Administrative Retirement Sector and the Department of Law because their reaction to my request for ruling concerning State of Alaska military pay.
At 1 p.m., the legislature took up the issue of former Governor Sarah Palin's veto of $28 million in energy stimulus dollars. Palin said that she rejected the money because she felt there were strings attached that would impose federal building codes on Alaska. A recent letter from the Department of Energy sought to reassure legislators that that was not the case, but some lawmakers were not convinced. A packed room listened as numerous senators and representatives took turns speaking in favor or against accepting the $28 million. Wasilla Republican Representative Carl Gatto planned to vote for the override. Gatto said the state had already accepted a substantial amount of stimulus money that was offered, and this was a small piece.
An awful lot of the federal stimulus money went to big car companies, lending companies, banks, bonuses. This money goes right to home energy rebate programs, home weatherization programs, and some loan programs. I cannot think of a better thing we could do with this money than deliver it directly to the people that we know that are involved with trying to heat their homes and cook and other things that are important.
Democrat Senator Lyman Hoffman from Bethel said Alaska should have been the first state to accept the funds, not the last.
We live in the coldest climate state in the union, and we should be setting the standard in efficiencies and the way energy is being utilized throughout the state. This summer, many of you spent hours and hours traveling to far reaches of Alaska, talking to Alaskans, and I'm waiting with anticipation the reports that come back that are going to ask this legislature to pony up to continue to address the energy needs of Alaska.
But North Pole Republican Representative John Coghill, who chairs the House Rules Committee, said he was convinced that the money would in fact require new building codes.
And so the argument over this $28 million really centers around whether do we want to be the masters of our own coding and do our own local investment and state control, or do we surrender it to the feds? And it's coming at us. It's going to come pretty fast. We're going to have some defense. So I think we should reject this.
And Anchorage Republican Bob Lynn said he wasn't convinced by the letter from the Department of Energy that there would not be strings attached to the stimulus funds.
Just a casual reading, even, of ARR Section 410, that looks like strings to me, if not strings, perhaps even ropes on this process. You know, we build very good houses up here in Alaska. We build good buildings. We have excellent engineers. We have an outstanding construction industry. And I think we can figure out our own building codes. Thank you. And I want to send a message to Nancy Pelosi and the other busybodies in Washington, D.C. to keep their pea-picking hands off of how we do things here in Alaska. We'll figure it out on our own.
The veto override did prevail on a vote of 45 in support of the override, 14 opposed, and 1 excused. Governor Sean Parnell has sent a letter to the federal government saying he will accept the funds.